The claim that Elon Musk is a warrior for free speech is the same as saying COVID-19 shots are safe and effective and that Tony Fauci is a humanitarian hero. I am a fighter. Afraid and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. Well, before we get to the rest of today's show, we want to celebrate something extremely important. The Republican Party of Brevard County, Florida, has joined in our push for real accountability on the COVID-19 bioweapon injections. They've sent a petition to Governor Ron DeSantis calling on his administration to ban all mRNA vaccines as illegal bioweapons. They're forwarding that research to the grand jury that Ron DeSantis convened for the purpose of investigating COVID-19 shots and possible crimes related to them. But it's not just that they're making the request. The request is now getting much wider publicity from the media than we could have ever expected.
In this four-page letter, complete with footnotes, Brevard County Republicans cite sources which led them to a stunning conclusion. Here it is in their own words. Government agencies, media, and tech companies, and other corporations have committed enormous fraud by claiming COVID-19 injections are safe and effective. Strong and credible evidence has recently been revealed that COVID-19 and COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons. If approved, this letter will be sent to Tallahassee at a time when a grand jury requested by Governor DeSantis is investigating those very same vaccines.
This is power coming to life. This is the power of the movement that we are building. Not this show. No, but the millions of people who listen to our show, who follow us on Twitter and Gab and Telegram, who explore real science of the vaccines and of COVID-19, and who are stepping up to demand change and accountability. We always say on this show, don't trust the plan. Okay, there is no plan. At least not on our side. There's no secret plan to topple the deep state and save the world. No, we are the plan. And every day that we step up to publicly demand something different, we are carrying out that plan. In virtually every aspect of your life, the fake government, the murderous corporate crime syndicate, wants to assume control. They want to take from you, take control from you, take liberty from you, take freedom from you. They're tyrannical oligarchs. They're authoritarians. They want to take your kids from you. They want to take your faith from you. And so, yes, of course, they want to take your money from you. That's why the rapid ushering in of digital currencies, social credit scores. If you're canceled, guess what? You lose your money. 401ks, IRAs, checking accounts, savings accounts, your retirement accounts, all in tremendous grave danger. The way to protect yourself is with physical gold and silver. Call Goldco. That's who I buy my gold from. Plus, if you mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000, 10 grand in free silver with a qualified account. Just call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, call Goldco today and mention Stu Peters, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StewPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So more and more every single day, our lives are controlled and dictated by the least accountable forces in our fake government, the central banking system. You know, if you don't like your schools, you can go and run for school board, or you can go to your board and complain to them. If you don't like your local government, just run for office yourself, or complain, or just move. Same for the state government. And even with all the fraud in our presidential elections, who actually wins the election does matter at least a little bit. That trickles into major appointments, too. For example, because Donald Trump spent 4 years as president, we have a very different group of federal judges than we might have otherwise. But there is a big exception to this. Again, our central banking system. Who staffs your regional Federal Reserve Bank? Chances are you probably have no idea at all. How is the Federal Reserve actually run? Most nobody knows. Nobody cares to ask. You might know that there's a chairman picked by the president, but unlike almost any other federal job, it's routine for the chairman to keep his job even when the presidency changes parties. The current chair, for example, Jerome Powell, was named by President Trump, but renominated by Joe Biden. So Powell and his underlings, every single person at the Federal Reserve, they have more and more power over our lives than just about anyone, yet they're faceless. And there's basically nothing that we can do to replace them or to control them. So essentially, or quite literally, what we call a democracy or a constitutional republic, more appropriately, is actually neither. It's really a dictatorship of finance. And this system of running the world is spreading everywhere. Perhaps the single most powerful force in Europe right now is the European Central Bank, ECB, which runs the euro above and separate from any of the other 20 countries that actually use that currency. If you live in Europe and you don't like what the ECB does, tough. You have basically no way of changing anything that it does because it's almost completely detached from democratic accountability, and all by design. It's the perfect weapon, the perfect system for would-be totalitarians. Every day, the central banks gain in power to remake the world economy and ultimately to remake our lives. The current gambit is central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Now, digital currency might not sound like much. Most of us already send money electronically, what with credit cards and over the phone and online. But a central bank digital currency is not simply electronic money. No, it's a monetary system where all transactions are tracked and approved by a central authority, the central bank. It's trivial to see what this leads to. To control currency is to control someone's entire life. You can intensely micromanage everything that a person does. For example, a canceled person, like yours truly here, could be barred from spending money in certain places or on certain things or at certain times or at all. Under the table, transactions can be suppressed completely. Everyone can be surveilled. It's a tool of perfect control. And so everyone can tell why the powers that be love this so much. Sometimes elites have talked about sticking microchips in everyone. But the truth is that simply having central bank digital currencies would be so powerful that they wouldn't even have to chip us. At every step of the process, CBDCs are about making people give up control of their life as an independent citizen and an independent being with financial rights. No, instead, they want you to become serfs, slaves to a vast financial machine. Richard Werner is a professor of banking and finance at British University. For years, Professor Werner has been tracking the beating heart of the European economy. In the United Kingdom and countries like it, there's this concept of a shadow cabinet. It's the members of parliament for the leading opposition party whose job it is to critique and provide alternatives to what the ruling party is doing. For instance, in the UK, the so-called Conservative Party holds power, and Ben Wallace is their defense minister. But then the Labour Party's John Healey is the shadow defense minister who says that what the Labour Party would do if they were in charge of the British military, they would be more successful. Therefore, they should have the power. Well, Professor Werner has served the same purpose for the European Central Bank. He spent years on the ECB Shadow Council critiquing the financial decisions of the European Central Bank. He knows more about how it operates than basically anyone, and he's become a leading voice warning against the steady rise of CBDCs. This is already being implemented. This isn't some wild conspiracy theory. And Professor Werner warns that these banks are paving the way for an engineered economic crisis of massive scope to justify an unprecedented economic power grab, just like the power grab of the COVID crisis. Professor Werner is also founding chair of Local First. That's a group that establishes not-for-profit community banks in the UK. He's the founder and director of the Center for Banking, Finance, and Sustainable Development, and he's the author of the book Princess of the Yen, which you can find at quantumpublishers.com, and he joins us now. Professor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you making the time for us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
How quick is it coming? How soon will it be that a canceled person, much like myself, will just be unable to financially support myself and my family?
Well, as you mentioned, we're more or less halfway there already, because the banking system already has been instrumentalized. And we saw that when the peaceful demonstrators in Ottawa against government restrictions and restriction of human rights and so on were essentially disbanded by the fact that a law was passed and then their banks were accessed and they couldn't buy food anymore. Now, that was probably not entirely planned this way, because it really gave us a glimpse into what the CBDC will be like, and you put it quite well, as you just explained. So they've already started to do this. Also, restrictions on who's actually allowed a bank account are getting more severe. In the UK, an opposition leader, Nigel Farage, has just gone public saying that he can't open a bank account, and all the existing major banks that he's been dealing with, they've closed his bank account. And so even Jeremy Hunt in the cabinet has come forward in the UK and said, oh, actually, he's also got some problem with the banks as politically exposed person. And so banks can tighten the screws. Now, that's unusual because basically, historically, that's been rarely used. And the banks, to be fair, because actually in many countries like the US, the majority of banks are small local banks that are, as you mentioned, locally accountable, very much like, you know, local schools with school boards and so on. But of course, as banking systems get more concentrated, there is a danger there. And also, of course, we have been using digital money, and you could call it BDC, bank digital currency, for decades, as soon as computers were introduced in the banking system. So that's not the novelty as such. What is the novelty? Well, it's the C, the central bank digital currency. And that tells us really what this is about. It's about centralization of control, and giving even more power to an even smaller number of people that are unaccountable. You mentioned the ECB, and indeed it is probably the most unaccountable central bank on the planet. Even the attempt to criticize it is technically illegal against the Maastricht Treaty and later Lisbon Treaty. You know, it says that you should not any attempt to influence its policies, say let's say through good economic analysis, is illegal. I mean, it's a complete joke. It's totally out of accountability and out of control from any government, but also any democratically elected assembly. It's above all the governments in Europe. And these central bankers, now, if they've had an excellent track record delivering, as they always say, they're aiming at stable growth, stable currency, stable prices, and, you know, high growth and full employment, probably nobody would complain. But their track record has been absolutely dismal. It's been the worst possible track record. I warned about the ECB back in 2003 that it was likely to create bank credit-driven asset bubbles, booms, which are followed by banking crises, recessions, and large-scale unemployment. That's exactly what the ECB then set out to do in Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and Greece. Then, as I warned it would do, it started to do the same in Germany, where in 2009 the property boom started. It's just been burst, and probably in 2-3 years' time, we'll have a banking crisis, if not earlier, in Germany. So the ECB has been in the business of creating boom and bust cycles. And then, of course, globally, the central banks, including the Federal Reserve, what have they done in March 2020? An extraordinary policy. I mean, you may know I'm the one who originally proposed a new monetary policy for post-crisis banking systems when I was in Japan as chief economist in Tokyo. And I called this is 1995, and I called it quantitative easing. Then the Bank of Japan was initially saying that we don't need this stuff and interest rate policies will work. Then they came around to it in 2001 and said, okay, well, we'll try this quantitative easing, although they distorted it because they didn't really want it to work. Because see, the story there is they're telling Princes of the Yen is they actually intentionally prolonged the recession to get political changes through. And that's often the case. The central bankers have these aims. Now, in March 2020, all the central banks and the major central banks simultaneously, and the Fed has been the most shocking example, adopted one of my original QE proposals, which was designed for deflation, contraction, recession, shrinking economy, when you have to kickstart the money supply. And they did this in March 2020 when supply in the economy was being restricted and demand was already quite strong because you had 5% credit growth, economic growth was decent. And they expanded this money supply so drastically. My policy recommendation was to be specific, kickstart bank credit. A central bank can push this into the economy through the banking system by purchasing assets from non-banks, which then means that these non-bank sellers will be credited in their bank accounts. And the banks, of course, get reserves from the central bank. That's how money is pushed straight into the economy. Now, this was actually based in the U.S. on the BlackRock plan discussed in Jackson Hole in August 2019, when they suddenly came out and said, there will be crisis, there will be another crisis, and this time we must create inflation. They never explained why. And then in March 2020, that's exactly what they did. It's a very unusual, very rare policy, my QE2 proposal from Japan, and they all simultaneously implemented this. And we know from the data that this is what happened, because they really pushed money into the banking system and from there into the economy through these non-bank purchases. But they even hired literally BlackRock to implement this purchase program. And that's why we have this inflation. So that track record has been dismal.
They're intentionally, though, right? I mean, that's all done by design. That's all intentional. What else was going on in the world in March of 2020, by the way? Weird coincidence that right at the same time, we'd all be locked down because of some weird novel coronavirus that nobody had ever heard of before.
Exactly. Now, with this dismal track record of creating boom-bust cycles, vast cycles, and crises, and that is their long-term track record, they're now coming out and saying, oh, and by the way, we want more power now. Now hand us over the pinnacle of our power. Because actually, I've been saying this for 20 years, that after each crisis, the central bankers and the central planners are given more powers, because they always argue, oh, well, that happened because we just don't have enough powers. And I call this regulatory moral hazard, that essentially they've got the wrong incentive structure. They like crises because each time they get more powerful. And that's exactly what happened after the 2008 crisis. Everyone gave them even more powers. So, of course, it was very predictable. They were just waiting for the next crisis. And this is what happened. But now they're saying, okay, now we need CBDCs. And it's totally not convincing. It's a real joke because there's no real need for this. Some have spoken out, some central bankers even. There's the head of the Federal Reserve Bank in, I think, Minneapolis, Neil Kashkari, and he said quite plainly, well, it's a solution to a problem we don't have. McKinsey did a big study, and they concluded, well, there's no actual need for this, you know. And people are getting suspicious that this is just a control instrument.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, in every single aspect of our life, they're trying to exert more control and strip us away of more of our liberties. Exactly. And our freedoms and even our ability to move. They want to strip us of our kids and even our faith. So, yeah, the guy in Minneapolis, yes, has it right, of course. But what is there if there's no accountability that anybody can do about it?
Exactly. Now, this tool, essentially, because it's slightly technical, and some people say, well, okay, some monetary system, some new monetary tool, okay, it's not going to be that bad. Well, no, we have to realize this is really the pinnacle of that power. They're moving in for the kill. This is the end game. If we allow central bank digital currencies to be rolled out, this is the end. This is certainly the beginning of the end, but the end will come very quickly because it will usher in a totalitarian control system where you can, as you indicated, you can have Chinese-style social credit scoring, likely in the West under the excuse of, you know, wanting to save the planet and the climate. Everyone's transactions will be monitored. For most people, this will be done by AI, where basically you have no right to appeal. There's no mechanism, a practical mechanism for appeal. It's just, oh, you've apparently used up enough carbon credits or some other nonsense. And of course, for critics of the system, you know, they'll get a tailor-made handling, and they will find life is going to be very difficult. So it is a system that even totalitarian dictators could only dream about. So how on earth can we allow this to happen? This must not happen. It's time actually to get people mobilized against this. We need demonstrations outside central banks. We need people to speak up left, right, and center. This must not be allowed. There's no good rationale. There's no good reason. There's no need. The only need seems to be for the central planners to get more power in a totally unjustifiable and unaccountable fashion. So it's just...
So have they put themselves in a position where they're just unable to be beaten? I mean, it's a sure win for them. Because at this point, if you speak out against it, they'll just crush you or throw you in jail like they did on January 6th when people spoke out against what they saw as clearly evident fraud in our election system here in the United States. So what can anyone really do about it? Is there any way to stop this?
I think they will not throw us into jail but for speaking up against this. The reason is that the central planners have been working in their central bank, slightly detached from the rest of the central control system. And they have been basically, they're all trained economists, and they've been trained in this economics ideology, which is somewhat, you know, farcical. It's a bit, because it's entirely fictional. But their egos have been massaged. They're constantly told, you know, you're so brilliant, you're so good. These are all very clever people. And so they have this pride that they're, a lot of them think they're doing something good. And so by seeing that the majority of the population, if we speak up, is against this, we can create a big setback for this plan.
But you have described this as the perfect weapon for authoritarian dictators. So absolutely. Why would they ever let that go?
Well, because to suck in all these economists, and you know, central banks are the largest employers of economists on the planet, to suck them all in, they have played on their egos, and they have this ethos internally of, you know, we're the bright ones, the clever ones, and we work for the benefit of humanity, and that's why we need all this power. And because of that, they've been sort of in a bit of a, you know, cloud where, you know, we can take them down and we can essentially make clear to them, look, we don't want this and we don't need this. Even on the basis of their own formal arguments, we can essentially disprove what they're saying, because they feel they need to put out a rationale and they have done it, and we can debunk it point for point, and they will realize, oh, actually, there is no good reason. Which is why, you know, some, as I said, you know, have come out and said, well, actually, it doesn't really quite make sense. You know, some are beginning to wake up. And so, you know, and they have children, and they have, you know, things they should start to think about. And I think some are beginning to do that and reflect. And that's why we have a chance, because, you know, we're not talking about the CIA here. We're not tackling the CIA head on, okay? Or somebody who's pressing the trigger on a number of, you know, arrest warrants or SWAT teams. And that's why I have a good chance. If we keep it civil, rational, and well-argued, we can stop them. It is a good sphere to fight. It's a good hill to battle on and defend humanity and our freedoms.
I couldn't agree with you more.
We just have to act.
Yeah, we do. And we shouldn't be living in fear either, because these people absolutely will exert 100% of the control that they can get their hands on, and we have to be the plan. I mean, they are not the majority. How many people would you estimate run this global criminal central banking cabal?
Well, the number of employees is enormous, but the majority are not in on these long-term goals. That's what I found out, and I've been at
the... Yeah, who do these people at the top of these central banks answer to? Who is it really that's pulling the strings of these central bankers?
That's a good question. I mean, they certainly, you know, as you move up, I mean, I noticed, as I was at the Bank of Japan, on the lower levels, they are well-meaning, and they are motivated to serve mankind, you know, obviously often quite misled, but you have this majority being well-meaning, and they're not aware of what's going on. As you move higher to the top echelon, that's where essentially you've got the cynicism, and you've got the, and also the very misleading actions, and the, you've got the biggest gap between what they're saying and what they're really doing and what they're aiming at. Now, they do meet up regularly at the BIS in Basel. These are the top, the central bank governors and deputy governors sometimes. There's no minutes being published. And I suppose it's at meetings like that that certain things are being discussed. Certainly the very coordinated, very unusual, very rare policy of March 2020 to intentionally create inflation must have been one of those cases where they met up in these small circles and decided that's what we're going to do. And then the second thing, it's like with event 201 surrounding COVID, you know, before COVID, they will have a media strategy. And so we've seen it, you know, first they say, oh, this inflation is very transitory. And then, oh, it's from the outside. It's these outside shocks. There's a war and this energy embargo. And that's why we have inflation. They tried this in the 70s. And I researched this in the 70s as well. You know, OPEC oil embargo, that's supposed to be why we've had inflation. It's not true. The timing doesn't work. The oil price quadrupled in January 74. Inflation peaked in Germany in 73 already. I mean, the whole Middle Eastern war and OPEC embargo was only in October 73. But what was in 71 and 72 was the massive credit creation and money creation expansion by the central banks. That was in 71 and 72. They created the inflation. And it's the same with the inflation we've experienced, which is actually mostly peaked in late 22. And now credit conditions are tightening in key countries. But that's their job. You see boom and bust cycles.
This is being done very intentionally. It's very diabolical. It's very cynical. The people that are meeting and not publishing these minutes for these meetings, they are doing things in secret behind closed doors that they know that the majority, the masses, would not approve of, that they would say, oh, hell no, you're not doing this to me. You're not crushing my family. And they fear the repercussions of that, which is why they're doing it in the dark. You've been very informative today. We really appreciate it. Professor Richard Werner, Princess of the Yen, you can find it on Amazon or at quantumpublishers.com. We hope that you'll come back again very soon.
Thank you very much. It's a bit expensive on Amazon. I would go straight to quantumpublishers.com.
Quantumpublishers.com. Got it. Thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we've put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has five essential things in it. Number one, it has CoviVite. CoviVite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have CoviLite. CoviLite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to work against smallpox, and it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com. Well, I don't know about you, but off and on, I've had trouble sleeping for years. Actually, the majority of Americans struggle to get the sleep that they need. friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency, so I tried a whole bunch of supplements and none of it worked. Well, finally, thanks to this program, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me there's actually 7 types of magnesium and your body needs all 7 in order to get the proper sleep that some of these other companies advertise but just don't produce. Problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all the food that we eat is now deficient in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium that's on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but the energy levels that I've experienced have gone through the roof as well. To learn more about Magnesium Breakthrough, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. You'll be glad that you did. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Dane Wigington is a world-class expert on solar energy. His personal home, in fact, was once featured on the cover article of the world's largest renewable energy magazine called Home Power. Dan has outfitted his entire home with solar panels, and he knows an enormous amount about how that power is generated. Well, recently, Dane has become a full-time investigator into geoengineering because of what he says that he's observed right at his own home. Now, according to the criminal, lying, complicit media and press, the world is getting warmer and warmer by the day, and we're supposedly in the midst of this deadly summer heat wave. But Dane has seen that his own home's solar power uptake has declined dramatically, and that the forests in the vicinity of his home have declined sharply. Well, Dane believes that he knows the culprit: global dimming. You see, this is just one of the many forms of deliberate geoengineering that could be unfolding around us. Graphene rain, wildfires as a weapon, aluminum snow, all kinds of bizarre weather phenomena are taking place right in front of our faces, but without any coverage or attention from the press or the so-called scientific community. Well, Dane's work has led him to the release 2 years ago of The Dimming, a groundbreaking geoengineering documentary about the plan to slowly starve our planet of sunlight, which, to be clear, isn't a secret. A lot of people openly call for us to dim the sky to stop global warming, but why should we believe that they haven't already started? Dane Wigington might know. He joins us now. Dane, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you again for your willingness to address this issue. And yeah, we've been at this actually at geoengineeringwatch.org, officially on the site, for 15 years. I've been at the fight for about 20 years. So we've seen a continued ramp up of this, and the blocking of direct sunlight is extremely detrimental to solar PV uptake. It's not just affecting my home, but we have the same data coming from commercial solar power sites that are producing far less than their design output. And again, you can't put particles in the air and not have this happen.
Yeah. Who are the culprits behind this? Who is it that says we want to black out the sun?
All roads lead to the central bankers. Those who print the money, they're responsible for conducting militaries, and thus they own countries in that sense. But again, these programs, we know from historical data, have been ongoing for over 75 years, deployed immediately after World War II. And this notion that we are seeing condensation in our skies is perhaps one of the greatest deceptions of populations on any level. When we know from film footage we have of these aircraft at altitudes, military tankers, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17s, nozzles visible turning on and off, end of debate. It's not condensation. And geoengineeringwatch.org, all captured in the film The Dimming, took a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab to altitude, top scientists in it, sampled what these heavy aircraft were emitting, processed that sample to one of the world's most renowned laboratories, RPI in New York, Climate Engineering Elements, starting with aluminum nanoparticles.
Aluminum.
Yes.
Intentionally being sprayed on the unsuspecting American public. But we're supposed to believe that climate change is real and that chemtrails are fake.
What we would ask and implore on people from all sides of the fence in regard to the climate engineering or the climate issue itself, that there can be no legitimate discussion about climate anything from any perspective without first and foremost addressing this elephant in the equation. And too many people think the government would ask our permission if before they deploy these programs. Did they ask our permission to detonate 2,400 nuclear bombs? No. And of course, they're not going to ask our permission to use weather as a weapon. And that's, in fact, what we're dealing with. And I want to stress that. There's nothing benevolent about these programs. They are sold as a means of mitigating the warming of the planet by blocking some of the sun's direct incoming thermal energy. But in fact, we know these particles trap more heat than they deflect. We know they completely disrupt the hydrological cycle. We know they destroy the ozone layer. And these particles are manipulated with extraordinarily powerful frequency transmissions. that are much more powerful than the communications transmissions that so many are rightfully worried about. So on every level, climate engineering is pounding the nails into our collective coffins. And we're trying desperately to bring this issue to light. If we don't allow the planet to respond to the damage already done on its own, we're on a very short time horizon.
The idea that this cloud seeding or chemtrail stuff, you're saying all roads point to the central bankers. We just had an extended conversation about the central bankers with Professor Richard Werner. And I asked him specifically, okay, well, who is it that's pulling the strings of these central bankers? Who is it? Do you know?
Well, again, you have those who control. We have a core group of global power that's clear, that's been in power for many decades, if not centuries. And when we look at the same names, the same individuals that control the central bankers, I think it's no secret who they are. And again, all roads lead back, Stu, to those who...
Well, who do you think they are? Because I have my ideas, but I just want some...
We see the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. I mean, we see all the same names, don't we? I mean, for those who are manipulating the system and the matrix and have been for so many years. And again, what we see right now, Stu, if we go back to what we show at the beginning of our weekly update, that we're on 25 radio stations around the country, the Global Alert News broadcast, non-political, no commercials. The beginning 30 seconds of that weekly broadcast is President Lyndon Johnson in 1962 on film, on the record. He was vice president then, stating that we had the power to control the world's cloud layer then, 1962, 61 years ago. And quote, in his words, he who controls the weather controls the world. So what do we see happening right now? We see a systematic targeting of agricultural producing regions, either flash drought, flash flood, flash freeze, depending on the season, massive hailstones wiping crops out. I mean, it is absolutely so consistent, and we can see them on satellite imagery, that this is targeting. This is not nature. And that's why this weapon, this climate engineering weather warfare weapon, is the crown jewel weapon of the controllers, because with this weapon, they can and are bringing populations to their knees without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault.
So are we talking hurricanes, tornadoes? How do you think that they're going to specifically use this in the immediate future to target Americans?
Well, again, it's not... It's been happening. In regard to, for example, hurricanes, and we're now entering the hurricane season, they just altered the so-called forecast, which is nothing less than the scheduled weather. The planet and the oceans are superheating. And again, this is not about Al Gore. It's not about the environmental groups, which all of whom are denying this issue, criminal denial. What it's about is when we have ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida that are pushing 100 degrees, the planet can spawn hurricanes, and we can't definitively say what was manipulated in regard to the spawning of that cyclone. What we can say with no ambiguity whatsoever is these storms are being steered, and we encourage your listeners to search geoengineeringwatch.org hurricanes. We've captured this, the manipulation of storms like Harvey, Maria, Michael, all these hurricanes that were absolutely steered, and with radio frequency transmissions interacting with those storms, and we captured all that. It's in our reports on this subject. We can say with no doubt that these storms are absolutely being steered. Stu, you remember Hurricane Harvey, that they knew 7 days in advance would go to that particular location and stay there for days on end. You remember they knew that?
Yeah, they're fantastic meteorologists, right? That's what they tell us.
Yeah, that is the scheduled weather. And we captured the frequency transmissions holding that storm in place. They have a repelling effect on the storm. So when they energize these transmission facilities on land, they can keep that storm from moving onshore and breaking apart. And that's exactly what they did. We captured all of it. I'm not asking your listeners to believe anything I say. I'm asking them to look at the data, look at what we've recorded, and decide for themselves.
It doesn't come as a surprise to me at all whatsoever. I've been saying this for a long time. I've been called all kinds of names. I even actually joke around with some close friends of mine. Oh, it's a real cloud day today, because sometimes you actually see real clouds. It's very obvious when you're seeing fake ones or engineered clouds. When you say that this is a scheduled weather event, are there things other than hurricanes that you think we can expect or that we have seen in the past? Can you give me some examples? Wildfires, any of these things?
Absolutely. Let's look at the wildfires. Now, currently, as of yesterday morning, we had 560 uncontrolled wildfires burning in Canada, 560. In the case of wildfires, we can most directly put that around the neck of climate engineering operations, because we have, and we've stated this on the record, by the way, for a decade. If your listeners search engineering drought catastrophe, target California, and that's going back almost a decade. Everything we said then has happened now. So in the case of the wildfires, climate engineering is disrupting the hydrological cycle. It's toxifying the rain. That kills soil microbiome and root systems. That kills the trees from the bottom up. We know climate engineering is destroying the ozone layer. Hairspray cans are a scapegoat. Yes, CFCs are bad, but they are virtually a drop in the ocean compared to what climate engineering is doing to the ozone layer. And that by itself is an existential threat. We're getting UVC in the surface right now. The climate engineering sprayed aerosols and the radio frequency and the frequency transmissions used to manipulate that is destroying the ozone layer. That's killing trees as well. These particles are electrically conductive. They ionize the atmosphere and they create more static buildup. So we have more dry lightning. From every conceivable direction, climate engineering is the single biggest factor behind the wildfires, period. And Stu, we have peer-reviewed study showing advocation for burning northern latitude forest to put enough particles in the atmosphere. It's a form of geoengineering. It's a form of mimicking the cooling effect of a volcano by incinerating forests. And Stu, if you remember, the high temperatures on the East Coast dropped dramatically when the Canadian fires first started and all that smoke was pushed down to the U.S. Northeast. Surface temperatures in the U.S. dropped dramatically. What kind of world do we live in? We have so-called climate scientists advocating for the burning of northern latitude forests to provide temporary cooling. And again, climate engineering, core to that equation. I'll leave with this. I encourage your listeners to search Wildfires Serve Geoengineering Agenda for shocking data that relates directly to the connection between those two subjects.
Yeah, this is a whole lot more than just premeditated murder. This is wiping out generations of humanity, the human race. That's what this is. By controlling the crops, by poisoning what goes into our soil, which then, of course, we ingest, the rainwater, the things that are running off into our rivers and streams and tributaries that feed the water supply and the water table for millions and millions of people all over the country, wiping out physical places, people's homes, their places of business, allowing storms to strengthen, burning down, taking away cattle and farmland. All of this is like an extinction level event that should be taken very seriously. And Dane Wigginton, we appreciate you being here so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Stu.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the van holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing, lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stu. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So the Dutch government has openly and violently declared full-on war against the world's most efficient and effective farmers. We've told you a lot of the details on the program before as this campaign has ramped up. But as a reminder, number one, the Dutch are the giants of the global agriculture industry. Despite having one of the most densely populated countries on planet Earth, the Dutch are still among the biggest food exporters in the entire world. In fact, they're second globally only behind the United States. But that's made them, of course, the number one target of these fanatics who, in the name of reducing greenhouse emissions, want to destroy all productive activity on planet Earth. The government's prime minister there has launched a project to seize 3,000 farms, along with the cows and along with the livestock on them, in order to slash the use of nitrogen that they always attack these farmers for. But remember, literally no farm on Earth is more efficient than a Dutch farm. So even if you cared about reducing emissions from farming, literally any other farms from any other country on planet Earth would be a better target because they're far less efficient. So this is clearly not even actually about reducing emissions like they claim to care about. No, this is about dominance. This is about control. This is about the intentional creation of a food crisis. Well, the Dutch farmers knew that. They recognized that. The Dutch people recognized that. And so fortunately, the Dutch farmers then did what almost no European movement is willing to do. They revolted. They drove out their tractors by the thousands to clog up roads and bring the Dutch to a halt. And it worked. Earlier this month, that government collapsed over this and from a dispute over the country's immigration policies. That might sound familiar. That means a new election this fall in the Netherlands, and right now the party polling at or near the top is the Farmer Citizen Movement, or BBB in Dutch. But this sort of thing isn't limited just to the Netherlands. No, the fake conservative government of the United Kingdom has been waging war against its own farmers for years as well. Jim Ferguson is a former parliamentary candidate for the Brexit Party. He's an entrepreneur. He is also a farmer. And he fights to raise awareness of the Global World Economic Forum's agenda to destroy our productive agriculture and regress us back to the Middle Ages. And he joins us now. Jim, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here, Stu. Thanks for having me on the show.
Isn't this just a perfect example of how when citizens, when the masses revolt, we actually get what we want? When we rise up, when we say no more?
Yeah, absolutely. And that opening monologue was really perfect because you've summed up very, very accurately the situation that's going on there. People have had enough, Stu, and we've seen what's happened with the Dutch farmers. They have risen up. They've got the support of the population behind them. The government of Mark Rutte has totally collapsed. It's a coalition government. They were trying to bring in more and more people with illegal mass immigration. They were trying to drive the farmers off their land, farmers that have been there for generations. And it's coming for the UK next. Canada and America are not immune.
So who's going to do this? I mean, we've got the giant World Economic Forum that's always one of the usual suspects. Who's funding this? Who's advocating for all the destruction of farmers and farmland and livestock?
Well, you mentioned control, and that's exactly what it's all about. We've got billionaires like George Soros. We've got billionaires like Bill Gates. They are far left, really quite megalomaniacal in their mindsets. And what they're doing is they're funding, to the tune of billions of dollars, organizations like the World Economic Forum that's chaired by German Klaus Schwab. And what they're doing is they've put their people in positions of power. Biden, John Kerry in the United States, they are all WEF members. Sunak, Hunt, the Chancellor and Prime Minister in Great Britain, are WEF members. Macron in France is a WEF member. Trudeau in Canada is a WEF member. And of course, Mark Rutte in Holland is also a signed up WEF member. They want control of the food supplies. Holland is only a small nation of 5.8 million people. And you're right, it is absolutely the top producing exporter of food and farm products, second to America in the world. They are massive. And yet they want them to be totally subservient drive all the farmers out of business, seize their land and their farms and their livestock, so that they control the food supplies. This is about control, Stu.
Yeah. Well, dominance. They saw that it's not going to work when the masses rise up. There are only a few thousand psychopaths that control all of the money across the face of the planet. And there are hundreds of millions, hundreds of billions of us, billions of us. So when we rise up, this is what happens. So why are we allowing the World Economic Forum to continue to shove these people down our throat? And you mentioned some of the people that were WEF puppets. Well, what about the people who position themselves as America First fighters or conservatives? I mean, we've got this Vivek Ramalama Ding Dong guy running for president here. Just so happens, guess what? He's funded by the World Economic Forum. I mean, all of these people, we have people in our government that position themselves as fighters for freedom, and they are sold out to Klaus Schwab and his sycophants.
Yeah, I mean, I see similarities to the rise of the World Economic Forum to what we saw in Nazi Germany. I kid you not. I see the same propaganda, the same mindset. Klaus Schwab has bragged about penetrating the governments of the West. He's got to be stopped. And, you know, I've had discussions with the leader of the Farmers Defence Force in Holland, Joe Ubels. He's a great guy. He's a farmer. He's just not willing to buckle the knee to these people, and neither should we. And you will find that there's many, many other people that feel as we do. There's been protests now in Ireland as well, where they've been told that they have to cull 200,000 herd of cattle just to meet these nitrogen targets, net zero, whatever excuse they come up with. The real reason is they want to control the food supplies, because if they control the food supplies, Stuart, they control the populations, and we've got to stop them.
Not only do they control actually like famine and starvation, which is coming, it's absolutely real, shortages, supply chain disruptions, all these things are 100% implemented on purpose for diabolical and cynical reasons, but also they control what goes into the manufacturing and processing of these products that help to keep the world population just sick enough to where they become lifetime subscribers to the medical big pharma industrial complex. You know, cancers, super cancers, inflammation, diabetes, COVID-19, all of these things, anything that you could possibly imagine, all these quote unquote genetic diseases, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I think it's in everything that we're consuming. They're spraying stuff on the soil. So even if you grow your stuff at home and become as self-sufficient as you possibly can, guess what? We've already proven that these chemtrails and, you know, toxic poisons that are infiltrating we can't even get magnesium, by the way, out of our soil anymore. We used to be rich in magnesium. Can't get it anymore. Now everybody has to supplement. These are the things that keep us healthy. They're eliminating all of them. I've got about 30 seconds left here. Final words. I'm interested to hear this. How do we stop Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum?
Well, one of the first things we've got to do is stop their key mechanism to weaken sovereign national states and countries, and that's through mass uncontrolled immigration. The United States have got a massive problem on the southern border, Stu. You guys up there, you're going to have to stand up, and you're going to have to get that dealt with. And the same here in the UK, we've got tens of thousands of them coming across the channel, and we're going to see what happened in France if we're not very careful. We saw massive riots there. I reported on your show about that, and it's frightening. We've got to take a stand, and we've got to say no more. These WEF puppets, we've got to tell them, you're on notice. Stop it now, or you're going to get removed.
Yeah, you know, it's really shocking to me. You mentioned immigration, the physical military style invasion that's happening at our country's border right now. It's a travesty. Meanwhile, you know, we're funding billions of dollars over to this Ukraine and refusing to do the one essential, absolute obligation. The duty of the American military is to protect its citizens and its land from physical invasion. And that's what they're doing. It's just amazing to me that we have over 300 million people in this country that are unwilling to go and protect the borders ourselves. We need to take matters into our own hands. We can't trust the plan. We have to be the plan. Jim Ferguson, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, Stu. My pleasure.
Of course. We'll have you back again soon. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right after this. Go nowhere. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people. But for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. Want to try it yourself? Head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.